Psalms is actually means actually praising. So really the Psalms is actually about praise. So we're actually going to be reading Psalm 33. Sing joyfully to the Lord, you righteous. It is fitting for the upright to praise him. Praise the Lord with the harp. Make music to him on the 10-stringed lyre. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully and shout for joy. For the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all he does. The Lord loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of his unfolding love. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, their starry host by the breath of his mouth. He gathers the waters of the sea into the jars. He puts deep into storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the people of the world revere him. For he spoke, and it came to be. He commanded, and it stood firm. The Lord foils the plans of the nations. He thwarts the purpose of his people. But the plans of the Lord stand firm forever. The purposes of his heart through all generations. Blessed is the nations whose God is the Lord, the people he chose for his inheritance. From heaven the Lord looks down and sees all mankind. From his dwelling place he watches and all who live on earth. He who forms the hearts of all, who considers everything they do. No king is saved by the size of his army, nor warrior escapes by his great strength. A horse is a vain hope for deliverance. Despite all its great strength, it cannot save. But the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him, on those whose hope it is in his unfailing love, to deliver them from the death and keep them alive in famine. We wait in hope for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in his holy name. May your unfailing love rest upon us, Lord, even as we put our hope in you.